in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, yeah, lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and things. When you're broke, go and get a loan. Take out another mortgage on your home. Consolidate so you can.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. It is Tuesday, the 15th of January, 2007. And out on the left coast.
You mean 2008?
Did I say 7? You know, I actually... You know,
time distortion.
You know, I actually wrote 2006 in a document the other day.
Oh, man.
It's okay.
Happens to us all.
Yeah. It's what happens when your cheese slides off your cracker.
Right.
How you doing today?
Not bad. Did you see Nightline last night?
No, I didn't.
Ooh. It was Nightline finally came out a piece on credit card debt and basically said flat out, we're in a recession. We're in a recession. Brace yourself. And it was pretty ugly how they portrayed it. So now, I mean, I don't know if that officially means now that, hey,
no.
It's happening.
No, that's the opinion of ABC News and their Nightline host.
Right. Yeah. So I watched that and I was like, yeah, you guys are a little late on this deal. And they, of course, they didn't get into anything, any of the issues at all. It's just a, you know, fluff piece as far as I'm concerned. And then this morning, obviously, now Wesley Snipes is going on trial for tax evasion. And his attorney just made a statement, Robert Bernhoft, and I'm presuming this is going to get a lot of attention, this case, a lot of attention. I don't know if it's going to be open to the public or not, but again, we wouldn't be having to deal with this if Ron Paul was in office, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Or he wouldn't, and lots of other people, you know.
Well,
so this guy, they're going to exploit this guy. I know it.
Well, and he's high profile. Mm-hmm. Number one, he's black. He's successful. Wesley Snipes, if you see the type of movies that he does, it's kind of a little tiny indicator of his makeup personally. I mean, Wesley Snipes is a guy that doesn't take any crap. Okay?
Exactly.
And it's not that he's being typecast in the type of movies he's done, but he's just doggone good at them. There's a lot of people that can't pull off the action hero. Remember, what was his name, Dalton, that they tried to push off as 007? I mean, he looked
Timothy Dalton, right?
Yeah, he looked like a little sissy, and nobody bought it. You know, so you got to get somebody in there that looks the part, that, you know, part of their personality. You know, about acting is... You know, method acting and things of that nature is bringing forth parts of you and casting that on a character that you're trying to play. Well, you got to have a little something in there. You know, you can't ask an effeminate guy to play the strong, macho Rambo type. It just ain't going to fly. Could you see Pee Wee Herman doing Rambo? No, I don't think that it would work.
Only on Saturday Night Live.
Only on Saturday, that's right. Only on a comedy show or a parody of it. Yeah, it's going to get a lot of it's going to get a lot of news. It depends, though, James, how the trial goes, and hopefully Wesley has seen the movie America: Freedom to Fascism. Hopefully, his attorney is not one of these guys that just goes in and tries to cut the best deal. Yeah,
right.
That's what a lot of attorneys like to do. Hey, deal or no deal, here's what they're offering, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, folks, we'll take the break. And when we get back, I've got some shocking news on the inflation front. No, there's no recession.
Okay.
No, there's no recession. Let me keep repeating that. No, there's no recession. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
How much longer must the circus continue? The lies just keep going on and on and on. Mm-hmm. George Bush is over today talking to the Saudis, hat in hand, trying to get some cheaper oil prices.
Yeah.
And you know, he's got to give something back to them. Let's give them arms. Oh, there we go. But, yeah. James, correct me if I am wrong, I sometimes do make mistakes on air, not very often, and when I do find them or somebody points them out, I do admit to them, because the whole purpose of this programming is to give you the up-to-minute and truthful stuff. But I seem to remember, weren't there 19 hijackers from Saudi Arabia that were involved in the Twin Towers thing back in...
Right, but so, remember, that's all been forgotten now. Nobody even remembers what's happening or why we're at war or what's going on. That most people, that doesn't even register.
Well, and here's another thing. George Bush, was it Armbrusto, I think it was, his oil company that he couldn't run? But here's a guy that's over in Saudi Arabia trying to broker oil deals? I mean, mm-hmm. there's
With what? Where's the money? Where's he got to? What's he got? What's his leverage?
Exactly.
I watched him on the tube this morning, and I'm just like, this is unbelievable. This guy is just, he gets away with everything.
Did you see the same film footage I did where he was being marched around by the Saudi king and they were showing him artifacts?
Yes, that's the one.
And he looked like he really didn't care and didn't want to be there? Was that the same footage?
Yeah, that's the same footage.
Yeah, I saw the same thing, yeah. Yeah, and it's amazing to me, folks. Here is the deal on energy. Okay, everybody sitting down, relax, be nice and calm here, because we've got more oil than we know what to do with. Well, but
right
then
here,
you're asking,
yeah.
Then you're asking the question, well, why the heck am I paying $3.25 or $3.30 at the pump right now? Well, we have up in Gull Island, the North Slope, in Alaska, we have oil wells throughout the United States that have been capped. We've got oil in the Gulf. We've got oil on the East Coast. We've got oil on the West Coast. We got oil coming out of our proverbial.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the deal. We don't touch the oil. We go and talk to Saudi princes about, gee,
Right.
You don't have to lower the price. Can you just pump a little bit more and take some of the pressure off the markets? We are energy self-sufficient in this country right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the corporations and the government are in bed together, and so, it's almost incestuous, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to use that term. But the mere fact is that you, being an American citizen, your government is not looking out after your best interest. They are looking out for the corporation's profit, which somehow equates to that's good for you. So the next time,
right, which somehow equates that's good for you. That's a very important piece right there, that little touch.
Yeah, and the next time, and I just want you to keep this in mind, the next time you got to fill up your car and you're paying $50-$60, and I hope you got a job that's better than flipping burgers at Mickey D's. The next time you fill up your car for $60 and you've got to drive 30 miles a day to get to your job, and you just hope you got a good Texas tailwind that your gas lasts for the week, which I doubt that it will, and that precludes doing anything, you know, emergency runs to the hospital or going to pick up sick mom or grandma or whatever. Now, forget all that other stuff. Just remember that when you are putting that gas in your car and you're paying these exorbitant bills just to fuel your car right now, I want you to remember that George Bush has your best, he has the intentions for you. It's the best intentions in all the world. I just want you to remember he's over there brokering deals for oil and throwing around arms. Yeah, that's what we need to do, is throw more arms in an unstabilized Middle East, which the United States helped create that situation. I just want everybody to keep this in a proper context and give proper thanks to Mr. George Bush. You need to understand that, folks. It's just business, so shut up. Get used to
right.
it. I don't want to hear any more whining about this.
Right.
What do you mean you don't have a job? Get out of my face. Go to work. You're lazy.
Right. That's right. Yeah, you know, I watch this stuff, and I'm like, this guy has really gotten away with everything during his whole presidency. Everything.
Yeah.
And nobody has really been able to address that and take him out of office. I mean, it's disgusting.
Well,
it's embarrassing too.
Well,
all over the world.
That shows you the amount of people that are compromised that are in and out of Washington D.C. That mm-hmm. this man can do anything that he wants, and nobody is there to stop him. Now,
that's right.
Folks, I am at heart a peaceful man. I like little kitties, and I even bought my wife flowers last night. You know, I have a sensitive side here, and
that is true. Everybody, I know, I can testify to that. He's a very sensitive guy,
and I don't want to wish any ill on Mr. Bush, but it wouldn't break my heart if Air Force One went down in the Pacific on his way back home. Mm-hmm. I hope he has a life jacket and a nice little boat, something has got to happen here that shocks this country into reality. Because here's the deal, folks. If you think you don't know what to do about the current situation in your life right now, how do you think the people in government feel? They mm-hmm. are totally lost. Now, this has been a building progression of the sellout of America over a number of years. I can't hang this all on George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hang this all on Bill Clinton. I can't hang it on, all the path, but it has been a progression of things that have happened in this country, that the gutless Congresses, every session that comes in, do not address the core problems of this country, and don't have the political guts to stand up because they're too worried about the ballot box and how many votes are going to be stuffed in that box the next election cycle.
Absolutely.
You have to understand, folks, that people that seek out office, the highest offices in this country, are the people you don't want there. Now, that may not make any sense to you. Well, geez, I want to be the CEO of General Motors. I want to climb the ranks. I want to reach up, and I want to be at the pinnacle of my field. Politics is not a field, folks. Politics isn't something that creates something. Politics is not something that is looked up as being a calling in this country. We've got too many clowns and too many self-serving idiots seeking these offices. And these idiots have a lot of money to buy the right kind of people in the right places to put their image out there and to get themselves elected into these seats. Mm-hmm. And they are doing nothing but ignoring you. The American
they've betrayed their oath as well.
Oh, my God.
Which is, they took that oath and completely, totally, that doesn't even mean anything. So, you know, they're supposed to be public servants, and they're not. They're disinformation artists, and it's just about the vote.
Yeah.
Everybody's sold out. I don't blame entirely everything on the presidents and the people that have come before Bush. I think it's a collective problem. It's a problem with the education and the assimilation of information to our young children, students, our educational
assimilation of what information?
Yeah, sure. It's a collective. You know, everybody's in a deep sleep, deep hypnotic sleep of disinformation and lies, and they've gotten used to it.
Well, let me throw a Holly Bibble thing out at you here for a second. You ever heard the thing, let he without sin cast the first stone? If you want to know why these clowns in Washington aren't casting any stones at Mr. GW, it's because they're just as bad as he is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they don't have the blood right now of a million Iraqis on their hands. They have not done to the degree that Mr. Bush has done. But they're dirty. They're compromised, and they're dirty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always think, look, if you want to really sum it up, just take any of these people working on the hill there and have the public go out and watch all the body bags coming back from the war. Just put the camera on them and watch all of that happen every day. That will cause a drastic shift. But, of course, they're shutting all that out. That's right. They're shutting it all out.
Yeah, because Bush ordered that the press stay away from the points of shipping the Flag Drake coffins. That you just can't take photographs of that. That would portray a bad image on how his war on terror is really working out.
Yes, a television image.
Yeah. And if you remember, folks, we were big enough. We were big enough, boys and girls, back in the 60s. Remember the evening news where they would do the little antiquated screen wipes at the bottom of the screen telling you how many U.S. soldiers were killed that day in Vietnam?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a flash for you. And none of these mainstream medias are willing to pick this up because, well, it would shed a bad political light on Mr. George Bush. There have been, between him and Daddy Bush and Bush Jr. here, 73,000 U.S. servicemen have died of a direct result of the Gulf War conflict, Part 1 and Part 2. Now, why is not the news media telling you that?
Yeah, that's not even – we're not, you see, this has to go back with our desensitization. We're desensitized from violence. We're desensitized from order, morals. I mean, if people really saw that on TV, all the body bags coming back and all the damage that has been done, and they feel that emotionally – it would be over.
Oh, but nope. Violence is down 60%.
Yeah, that's right.
And I've got choco rations for you. They've been increased 2%. You're living in an Orwellian world, and you don't know top from bottom. You don't know up from down. But yet you sit there quietly every day, and you know this to be true in your heart, folks. You can be in denial, and that just ain't a river in Egypt. I'm sure Mr. Bush is over there splashing around in it right now. But you don't have to be a rocket scientist. What you have to have is a little bit of courage to stand up straight. And if you hear a cracking sound, don't worry. You've been bent over for so many years. That's just your spine straightening out.
That's right. That's exactly right.
All right. We'll take the break here.
That's exactly right.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes. James Martinez, John Stadler.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If I only had a brain. Oh, we're back. Here's the shock annualized, folks. Now, here's the really shocking stuff is not showing up until you look at the seasonally adjusted annual rate for the 3 months ending December 2007. Now, this is why you will find gold is going through the roof and the dollar collapsing within just a few pennies of its all-time lows.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know the true inflation rates on stuff? Here it is. Finished goods, up 13.3%. Finished consumer goods, 9.4%. Finished energy goods, 51.9%.
Wow.
Intermediate material supplies and components. Now, keep in mind, folks, that there's a flow of stuff, raw materials, pre-processing, processing, manufacturing, you know, putting the stuff together, and then putting it out on the shelves, whatever that product is. Now, the intermediate material supplies and components, that's up 15%. Intermediate food and feeds, almost 20%. Intermediate energy goods, 55.3%. Materials for non-durables, over 20%. Now, you think those are scary? Crude materials for further processing, up 59%. Foodstuffs and feedstuffs, up over 20%. Crude energy materials, are you ready for this one?
Oh, boy.
129.5%.
Oh, boy.
So having said this stuff, mm-hmm. now you can understand. Now, remember the energy numbers, because we'll get to George W.'s trip in a second. Now, these numbers are often explained while all the long commodity calls options in wheat and coffee. You seen the price of that stuff? It's the only thing that's doing well. Tomorrow's grim fairy tale on the economy, as if the shock to the markets weren't bad enough today. Dow Jones down a couple hundred points last time I looked. The grim fairy tale on the economy will be the consumer price index. Again, there'll be plenty of understatement. You know, we don't want to spook the markets in the name of financial stability. And then there's the never-ending babble about the core rates. Now, when you're talking about that in relation to the consumer price index, it excludes food and energy. And that would be great if we didn't use food and, you know, eat food and use energy. Now, looking at the rest of the week, if we get the bad news about the housing starts on Thursday and then the leading economic indicators on Friday. Now, unless you have some animal entrails or tea leaves, in which case you can make up your own facts and figures, as of Sunday, or let me drop to this, lots of economists subscribe to the idea that recession is X period of time when the gross domestic product, and keep in mind, folks, the GDP, the gross domestic product, over 70% of that is measured by the credit card companies. And how many people are using credit cards?
Right, 70%.
Exactly. It's not manufacturing goods. It's not producing services. It's the credit card companies and the people, the idiots out there using them, maxing them out, buying stuff on time or credit at interest that they can't afford in the first place.
Right.
Over 70% of our GDP. It's not durable goods. It's not cars. It's not refrigerators. It's not stoves. It's not clothing, socks, underwear, bras, you name it. It's the credit cards.
Right.
You know, does this explain why a couple of years ago George Bush, in order to fudge figures to make the manufacturing sector look better in this country, actually classified McDonald's as being manufacturing?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah, this is that I haven't heard those figures before, but none of it surprises me, of course. But with that type of those figures, wow.
Well, and
that's shocking.
Well,
really shocking.
And there's a simpler way to look at this. A recession is when the cost of living is going up faster than your income. Standard of living coming down means recession to most families. Duh. Or if you insist on recessions being dollar denominated, or at least count on it, in either constant dollars or against the market baskets of currencies, nothing ticks me off more than seeing someone claiming that the GDP went up while failing to note that the dollar value sank faster or their standard of living was in decline. By the way, your standard of living, folks out there, has been declining for a number of years. Have you not noticed?
Mm-hmm.
A functional recession is, to use a phrase, getting behind her. I remember my grandmother in her kitchen. God bless her soul. She had this little thing hanging above her stove that said, the hurrier I go, the behinder I get. All right. So the faster I'm going, I'm really not getting any. It's just busy work in the face of helplessness, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the functional recession, and we're doing more of that than economists. And this is a pseudoscience at best, folks. You know, this isn't E equals MC squared. Now, more than these economists are willing to admit, most won't admit putting money, printing more money is ultimately inflationary either. Ask the folks scrimping on 2.3% hike in Social Security, while inflation right now is running better than 12%, but they gave you a 2.3% hike. Don't you feel better? That mm-hmm. means instead of the generic brand of dog food, you get to eat Alpo this week. Don't you feel better?
Right. Yeah.
Or ask exactly. the millions of, or so of homeowners facing foreclosures right now. But don't ask economists. They focus on things like this morning's data, a month old, then pronounce through their rearview mirrors something that is as obvious as a sunrise to regular human beings, and for this they expect respect.
Exactly.
I love George Bush. He's my hero.
Right.
I respect every economist that looks at me and lies to me right in my face. I'm an idiot. I'm an American. Thank you. I'm going to go around in the corner now, and I'm going to go sulk for a while because I've been such a fool. We'll be right back with Cash Flow, folks. Stay there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Well. Now remember that 129.5% for a 3-month annualized energy price number in the PPI, presumably on bended knee in Saudi Arabia, looking for a little mercy at the wellhead. George Bush hasn't gotten any promises from the Saudis. Still, oil has slipped a bit on thinking that he might cut a little slack. Okay, that and during a recession, people can't afford as much energy. My bet on this? The dollar will tank and the real energy costs will zoom skyward. Pretty simple.
Yeah, know? I think he's over there just he's doing his own thing, and he's just going to come and say, well, this is what we're doing for the economy, and that's not what he's there for at all.
No,
I don't think all that stuff that he's there for is – it's a whole different agenda. He really doesn't care, and the gas prices will continue to go up.
No. And even if he did care, there isn't a doggone thing he can do about it because this half-wit couldn't – I mean, he can't even speak to the country without reading a script. Anytime you get the guy off a script, he sounds like a bumbling fool. And I'm serious about this, folks, that any high schooler in the worst school in this country could do a debate and sound more reasonable and logical than Mr. George W. Bush.
Yeah, all they got to do is cite the Constitution. It would be over.
Well, Yeah, you cite that around here and you get smacked down like Ron Paul.
Right. I know, but yeah. I thought about yesterday I thought about the way some of the strategies that he needs to win, and some of that needs to be he needs to harvest emotion. He's got to make everything that he does when he appears like an event. And he's got to harvest emotion and get people involved emotionally so that when that emotion starts to link off everybody else and they say, well, wait a minute, what's this? He's got an entourage. People are happy all the time. They're holding their flags up, and create a chain reaction, because harvesting emotion is a tactical strategy that most political leaders that are in positions to manipulate the public. One of the greatest and smartest ways of harvesting emotion was when George Bush came out on American Idol. A game show, reality show that's the number one rated, most successful TV program ever. He's smart enough to get on there, take all the emotion there, and then reframe it and aim it towards him to create more like kind of like compliance, voluntary compliance. All these little tactics.
He was on that show?
Oh, yeah, he came on there. When I saw that, I made some calls to some actor friends of mine and other producers, and I'm like, can you believe this? This is the number one rated show ever. And now President Bush and his wife came on there and did a little small piece, because the ratings are so high and so big that they get more people voting on there than they do any election in history.
Well, you'd have to hold a gun to my head to get me to watch that show. But at any rate, I wasn't even aware of that. I wasn't even aware of it. Tell you what, let's go to the phones. Don in Oregon. Hello, Don.
Yeah, welcome from Moscow of the West, Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, how are you?
This is an update, John. A couple of months ago, I told you Freightliner, which is now owned by Daimler-Benz, Mercedes,
right,
in Germany, is still pumping out the military trucks. And the reason I know there are more is the last ones I reported on were camo painted. These ones are khaki brown desert painted. So they're still pumping out the trucks, and I know they're moving east because I can see them in the Columbia Gorge heading east on Interstate 84 as I drive into Portland. So that's one little report. Apparently, the flag wavers are in Portland cheering on the increased production of military trucks. That helps the Portland economy,
it helps the manufacturer, but any of these goods, and they are classified as being durable goods, any of these goods are not designed for anything else except production and then destruction.
You bet.
You
know? Absolutely.
You know, it doesn't help but a few people that work at the plant and the people that hold the keys to the kingdom or the vault.
Right. They seem to be drifting off to Germany. The second point is we have a real interesting political fight shaping up in Portland. I don't know whether to laugh or cry, because the qualifications of the man running against our Senator Smith, the Republican,
yes,
is a man who boasts of his qualifications being 4'9" and having one hook on one arm. And this is in the Oregonian of today.
Oh, I was going to say something, but I'm not going to be cruel, because this guy is not obviously not responsible genetically. He couldn't pick his gene pool.
No, I mean, like I say, I don't know whether to chuckle or cry, because it's demeaning to chuckle, except to chuckle at our system if we're so gullible to use those things as qualifications to steer the direction of an entire state. I don't know how to accept this.
Don't accept it.
I'm a loss for words. I don't know what to say. I really don't. Because, I mean, the thought that flashed across my mind is that the whole degeneration of the United States, putting that into context, then I can understand what's going on.
Last point, I'd like to read one paragraph out of a book I bought at a garage sale at a home in one of the more affluent neighborhoods in Portland. Unbeknownst to myself, it was a home of some Jewish people. And this book was one of the books that was on their library by Solomon Greisel, who wrote this book and put it into the Jewish publications. And this book is copyrighted in 1947, the Jewish Publication Society of America. Mm-hmm. And it was reprinted from 47 to 1952. This is the last paragraph. Today, the foundation of a new world order, or the foundations of a new world order, are being laid. We are moving toward an age which holds the promise of one world enjoying abundance, peace, justice, and happiness. But much remains to be suffered before mankind achieves these goals.
Oh, gee, now I don't think they're going to. They're not going to. That new world order is not going to happen.
Now, this was written, obviously, before 1947.
Sure. Well, I have a lot of comments about that, but I got to be real, real careful. But suffice it to say, if they were looking for true abundance, if they were looking for relative peace, if they were looking for happiness and prosperity, why didn't they look around the mansion in which they sat?
Why didn't they look within them first?
Well, there was obviously nothing there if they're reading this
right.
Claptrap. But see,
right.
You know, in this country, you know, there was a big socialist movement, and there still is. But who the big proponents of socialism are the people that have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, doesn't that strike people as being odd? Or they have the luxury of being a pseudo-communist and touting the virtues of communism, but don't touch the stash of my cash. Get your hands off of it.
Get people in a group mentality and just make sure that you're leading the group.
Well,
you're the head.
and any way that you cut this and any way that you look at it, it's the ruling classes extorting and controlling and extracting as much wealth as they can from the true people mm-hmm. that create wealth, that do the labor, that make it possible for people to enjoy a profit margin. But you see, in their lofty, etherical, little back-asswards way of looking at this thing, you know, it was great banter around the dinner table or whatever. But these very people that were touting these messages and the doom and destruction of this country, we have been, past tense, the most powerful and prosperous and industrious and free nation this globe has ever seen. And these very same people sought to destroy that very system that gave them so much.
See, they don't look at us as anybody who is included in this paragraph.
Absolutely not. This is a lofty, from on high, ivory tower statement.
Right.
It has nothing to do with real people, real
right.
life, any reality whatsoever. It's their dream and their vision of the future, where they themselves are part of that governing elite, that they make the massive profits while we're down here groveling in the ditches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's never going to work, everybody.
This little paragraph in this book, as long as I hold on to it, is proof. It's proof of what has been designed. It's proof of what's going on.
Welcome to the New World Order. How do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, you know, and when I tell people this, it just shocks them to no end. They don't want to believe it. Folks, these grand strategists, the globalists, if you're hearing things as such as sustainability or carbon taxes, look at this as being absolute and total control, but don't worry, because they're here to preserve the earth, the mm-hmm. earth firsters, the
yeah.
Global warming people out there. Everybody's jumping on this bandwagon, but understand something. Sustainability to them means the reduction of 70% of the world's population.
Yeah, it's
70% of the goyim.
Well, and whatever they want to classify it as.
That's
and,
right.
And it's going to be this group, and it's going to be that group next. It's going to be the ruling elite. But the one thing that they do not understand, that their brethren, that they're locked in arms with, marching toward this fuzzy new world order, there's only so much room at the top of that capstone. And remember one thing, they eat their young. And these people that are merrily on the bandwagon, laughing at us as the wagon wheels roll over our corpses in the streets, these people themselves are damn fool enough to not believe that the very same people that they're cheering on this bandwagon with are going to be the executioners of them. They don't understand that. This hall needs a lot of, help in order to pull off their grand global plan.
Oh, they're never going to be able to pull it off. And everybody that's running around, yes, there is a matrix. Yes, there all these things are in place. But as far as pulling it off to what they want to do, it's just not going to happen because there's way too many other contingencies behind the scenes that the public has no idea about. And that, to think that people would buy in to think that that's actually going to happen, it won't.
James, I'm going to make a statement here that's probably going to shock and amaze you. It's unbelievable.
But they,
but they are what that gentleman just read on the last paragraph of that book. They may not be able to build their new world order, and if they do, they're not going to be able to hang on to it for long. But that passage, that last paragraph in that book that gentleman just relayed to us, the pain and the suffering, you're seeing that right now.
Amen.
This is all part of the grand plan, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Understand this. That your beautiful country that you were once so proud of had to be gotten rid of in order to form this global union, because you can't have the shining house on the hill as an example to the groveled masses down there in the ditches, because everybody had a crack at that in this country.
I contend that this paragraph was a distillation out of the Talmud.
Well, it very well could be. I don't want to turn this into a Jewish slamming program.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But I do understand Zionism, and it has nothing to do with Jewism or anything of the sort.
Mm-hmm.
We have ruling classes out of a lot of different sets. But as I look and I go back through history, there's a lot to be explained about. But the very criminals and the very people that are subjugating everybody and destroying all, they're all part of the Mary plan. And they had better hope. I'm going to make a statement here that might shock some people. But they better hope that we don't win, because your butt's not going to be worth one thin, worthless dime.
Well, John, the thing that wins with RBN is RBN is full of spirit. It's not just physical body, but there is a live spirit on the move with RBN.
Well, I appreciate that. I am. We are in the fight. All of us are in the fight for the future of this country, this great republic. There was a reason why people all over the globe are breaking their necks, selling all that they had to book passage to come to this country, because they understood what being an American was all about. And they wanted to come and enjoy. And rather than this government promoting our form of government to the rest of the planet, no, we couldn't have that. We got to let the communists win. No, we got to get in bed with them. We got to do business with these people. They're now coming back and buying up our banks.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, they're producing the products that are on Walmart shelves. We're not producing anything anymore. We have lost the ability of self-determination.
We haven't lost and can never lose spirit.
Well,
it always goes on. The body gives out, but the spirit goes on.
Well, and those are fine words, but I'm going to tell you what, there's going to be a lot of dead and dying people, a lot of disillusioned people, and the most disgusting thing that a human being can ever go through is that one final thing before the total wink out, and that's the loss of hope.
Well, that doesn't need to be.
You got that. That's why we are here, and that's why I will
exactly
fight.
Right.
That is why.
It'll never be with me. I mean, I don't care if I'm 6 foot under. My spirit is going to be moving on.
Well, I appreciate your call, Don.
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Today, James, I've been really edgy, really seething type of rolling boil anger, as if you couldn't tell.
Right, I always can tell.
But I'll tell you what, folks. I mean, you sit back idly and passively, and you are watching the destruction. And I am not. I'm just not waving the red, white, and blue here. I'm not pumped up with a false patriotism. I am talking about a system of government that worked for so many people, and they had peaceful, enjoyable lives. That they could enjoy their lives in full measure, that they could raise their children in relative peace, that we could have all the abundance and all the gifts that life has to offer. And then to sit back passively and watch that melt away before your very eyes, let me ask you a question. Are you going to take your children tonight out in the backyard and shoot them in the head and bury them? Well, of course you're not going to do that. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Your passivity, your non-activation, and you quietly sitting by and watching the destruction of this country, if you're having a rough time right now, what do you think your children are going to go through? And
right.
By God,
everybody's there. This is the sleepness and the passivity that you're talking about has to do with a hypnotic, deep hypnotic trance that's been put on the public through television, radio, all media forms. We're desensitized to violence. Our president gets away with anything. We're being lied to. So, you know, when you are messing with the minds of the public to such an extent, this is where we're at. We are partially to blame, as well as everybody else, because we did not take a step up way a long time ago to deal with this issue. And now that the kind of flood is coming into our house, our own homes, now people are starting to activate a little bit. I'm feeling it just from the callers, and I'm getting the emails and other people that I'm talking to, but I don't think there's one person that I've spoken to in this area of the country here that's in media or show business that doesn't understand now this is it. This is the big time for everybody to get ready to take action.
Here is my one word, unprofessional statement that you probably never hear another talk show host do.
Wake up!
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
We'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The folks, this is only an hour show, and if you've got an opinion or questions that you would like to pose, please don't wait in the last few minutes of the program. That makes it real hard to cram you in, but we're going to try. And Jeff in Indiana. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a little fuel to add to your fire. It might be interesting for you. By the way, thank you very much for your Dr. Sam Kennedy program that you have on your network.
Okay. Go ahead, Jeff. We're running out of time.
Two policemen from the Johnson County Sheriff's Department showed up at my door this morning to exercise a warrant on my son-in-law who lives at my house. And I asked to see the warrant. They said, well, we don't have it with us. It's on a computer. We don't have hard copy. I said, well, then you don't have the warrant. Come back with the warrant, and then I'll produce the property.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, we're not going to do that. Asked me for my identification standing inside of my house. And said if I didn't produce identification standing inside my house, they were taking me to jail. So I produced the identification, went and got the son-in-law. They hauled him off to jail on a civil warrant.
Without showing any paperwork?
No.
Yeah.
Terrorized my
mm-hmm.
granddaughter, screaming and hollering in my house, shaking, almost ready to pass out. I couldn't send her off to school. I took her to her mommy's that has a babysitting job. And on my way out of the driveway, three Johnson County sheriffs arrested me and took me to jail. The whole thing was a setup. And my son-in-law heard the dispatch in the police car where they dispatched the policeman down there because they know every morning I go down to the station and get me a pop before I leave. It took three of them, five officers from the police department, and I just did get home from jail just a few minutes ago. That's what's going on in America.
I am, Jeff. I'm sorry to hear that. I'll tell you what. Why don't you call in, not today, it's Bob Chapman Day, but why don't you give me a ring tomorrow on the National Intel Report.
And again, gentlemen, thank you for your show. Appreciate
right.
it.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your call.
Wow. Uh-huh. Wow, there you go.
Hey, one more call. Let's squeeze in here. John in New York. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
Yes, I talked to you a while back. I'm still working that information about the micro FMs. I'm doing a big report on that.
Okay.
Anyhow, could you guys in the future cover ideas for patriots as far as jobs and things that they can do themselves, self-help kind of thing? Because maybe that would be a way for them to earn some money to pay off some of these debts.
Have you read the book Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
It's a great book.
Have you read the latest version?
No, I haven't.
Okay, there's a new version out there. And by the way, James, I sent you a copy of that book. Did you read it?
I'm going through it as we speak.
Okay, good. John, what jobs are you talking about? Paying jobs here?
Yes, there's so many jobs that a patriot can do if they look around and they may not have ideas. You know, they can market their own ad sheets and market their own menu placemats and sell ads and things like that. They could market the water filters, they can market all sorts of things.
Sure.
They could do a survival school, they could do, there's lots of things. They could haul junk and scrap and put billboard ads on the side of their vehicles and sell ads and just myriads of little things if you think about it.
Yeah, well, and people are going to, I know this for sure, John, people are going to have to be more creative here in the future because the opportunities are, the presented
dwindling.
Opportunities are dwindling and drying up rapidly.
Right.
All right, John,
thank you
for your call.
Wow.
Jeez.
That was major. Hey, everybody, if you have issues with your credit cards, please email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Or if you would prefer to hear about it right away and you want to listen to it, please call 888-213-7655. I'm still in shock about those calls right now.
Yeah. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Another edition here of Cash Flow. James Martinez and John Stadmiller. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.